Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about one of my strategies for actually getting stuff done, move forward, in momentum, all the things that we struggle with, I think, daily as entrepreneurs and as humans. And so hopefully this one helps out.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Okay, so as you guys know, we just got back from Lake Powell, which is so much fun. And I'm going to say this, I'm going to sound like a total diva, but this is, because Lake Powell is, if you've been there before, Southern Utah, the water's pretty nice. It's warmish. But even with the water being warm, you know how it is. Like, you're on a boat and it's like super hot, and then you go in the water and you step in the water. It's like, it's cold and it hurts at first, and you got to jump in and it's just so painful, right? And so this was an example from Lake Powell. This is true in any lake, right? We also do water stuff at Bear Lake in on the Utah-Idaho border, which is freezing cold. So this story makes more sense if you're thinking about Bear Lake. And there's other lakes in Idaho that are cold that we go to. I'm going to be kind of a wuss because it was still cold in Lake Powell, even though it's, warm, beautiful water. But, the story that I'm going to share is the same either way. So this is the story. So if you look at, whenever I go to Lake Powell or I go anywhere, I always see people, that are on the boats with us, and it's their turn to go wake surf or ski or whatever they're going to do. And they get down to the side of the boat and they put their feet in the water, like, it's cold. And they slowly get in, and it's all this pain, and they sit down and they get their legs in and then up to their waist and then, and everyone, and it's just like that shock of cold water. And so I used to do that back in the day, but the problem with that is it's so painful. Right, so you get down, and you sit there, it's like, it's going to hurt. And then you do the next thing, it's going to hurt. And it keeps hurting. And finally, eventually, you get all the way in. And then you're like, just miserable until they pull you out of the water. And so I had this idea a little while ago. I'm like, if I do that every single time, it is so hard and so cold and just so painful. I said, instead of me getting in slowly first, I'm going to turn around and just dive in head first every single time. And what happens when you dive in head first is you get the fear initially, it's going to be cold. But then you jump in and you dive in and a couple things happen. Number one, your hands and head go first. And so I think that maybe that turns off the pain receptors. I don't know. Probably not. But you feel it doesn't feel as cold. When you're diving in, you go fast. Within a fraction of a tenth of a second, your entire body's submerged and that pain's off. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off, right? Versus slowly pulling it. And so every time I get in the water, I dive in head first. And I never had a problem getting in the water. Because I know it's going to hurt, but it hurts for such a short period of time. And then my head's all the way under. I come back up and I feel great instantly, as opposed to most people who are, spending 45 minutes getting in from their feet to their knees to, or feet to ankles to knees to waist to, chest to neck. And then they don't ever get their head under unless they crash or they wreck. Whereas for me, it's just boom, everything goes in fast. And so the analogy is diving in head first. Like if you're going to do something and you decide to do it, dive in head first. Don't, put your ankles in and your toes and slowly move in, because there's so many things, so many pain points that are going to rip you away, try to get you to stop, right? And so the same thing is true with anything in your life, whether it be business or a new opportunity or something you want to try. Okay, so another good example is my entire life I've said I don't want a boat. I don't want a boat. And the reason why I don't want a boat is because with boat, there's boat maintenance and cleaning and just all the things that come with that, right? So in my head, I'm like, I don't want a boat. And this last trip, with our family, and my kids are getting older, my teenage boys are, the twins are starting their junior year next year, so basically I have this summer and next summer, and then in theory they could be gone, to college or not college or whatever they're going to do. And as we were sitting there on the boat this whole week, I'm like, it's so cool because you're on this boat, it's small, and kids want to be there, and I had a chance for a week, I'm with my kids and we're having fun and we're enjoying each other, and just it's so cool and so special. And the family that we go to Lake Powell with, they always have their really nice boat there. And this year they had a different boat. And I was like, well, what happened to your old boat? And they're like, we got this new boat, so we're selling that one. And I remember as soon as they said that, I had this inkling, I should get a boat. I should buy it because I know the boat, I understand it, it's fun. that my, you know, my brain, like, no, you hate boats. You don't want a boat. Like, blah, blah, like all the things, right? This is equivalent to standing outside the boat and be like, I want to wake surf. And it's like, oh, but it's cold and I don't want to do it. And like, that, like all the things that come with that, right? And I remember telling them this at the first of the week, I'm like, okay, I think it's like a 35% chance I want to buy your boat. And then by day two, I'm like, okay, I think it's like 40%, 45%. And day three, like, okay, I think I'm like 75%. And finally, like by the last day of the thing, I'm like, okay, I want to do the boat. And this is now where I think a lot of people, including me, would have, you know, this is where it's like, okay, now I'm going to step in and get my toes and my ankles, my everything. And I was like, no, if I'm going to do this, I got to dive in head first, just like I did in the water. Like, otherwise I'm going to back out, I'm going to wimp out, I'm going to do all these kind of things. And so literally, this is on last Wednesday, I tell them, I'm going to buy your boat. And so then Wednesday, or yeah, maybe it was Tuesday, anyway, whatever it was, we drive up to their house, we strap the boat on, and instantly I am now a boater. And we go to the boat store, we buy all the anchors and the pads and the things, and we fill the whole boat up, and then we drive up and got to Boise, and I had to learn how to back into my driveway to park it, and I'm a boat owner. And then now, like, traditionally it would be like, okay, I'm up to my knees now, and then I'd be like, okay, we're going to go boating in a week or 2 weeks from now or whatever. But I was like, if we don't boat, like, right now, then I'm not going to do it. It's going to sit here forever. And so we booked a boating trip. So tomorrow we're going out boating with the boat, and I got to learn how to back it up, which now it's like, I have to learn this. I have to go take it to a parking lot and learn how to back up a boat, because that's not a little easy thing. And so all these things, it's like just jumping in head first to force you to do the thing. And so there's the analogy. I shared it with you how we did it in the water, and kind of shared it now how I did it with a boat. But it's the truth, anything, like as soon as you make the commitment to do something, you decide, like, I'm going to do this thing. Like, I want to recommend all you guys, then you jump in head first. Don't wade in and step in slowly and have all the pain of all, like, every single step and every decision, remaking that decision over and over and over and over again. Like, if you're there and you're going to do it, you've committed to do it, then dive in head first. Myron Golden spoke at Funnel Hacking Live on this, and also we did a Mexico Mastermind, had him speak on this. But he talked about the concept of deciding, right? I'm going to decide to do something. And he said that decide means to cut, like, and so it's not just like, I'm going to make a decision. It's like, you're cutting off all other options. Like, it's literally like a cutting. I'm not going to do any other options. This is the thing that I'm doing now. And so when you decide, you cut off all other options, then it's like, okay, I've decided, I'm doing this thing. Now you dive in head first. Now you go all in. Now you don't wade in. You don't slowly get in. Like, if you're going to do it, dive in head first. Right now, that doesn't mean just dive into ideas blindly. It doesn't mean dive into opportunities blindly. It's sitting back and before you, like, thinking through in your mind, studying it out. Is this the right thing you want to do? Like, all those kind of things are what you do first. But as soon as you decide, as soon as you said, yes, I'm going to do this thing, and you decide, that's when you jump all in, right? And so, diving in head first. That's what I want to share with you guys, just that concept. So, anyway, think about your life. Think about the things you're doing in your life. Like, when I decided I'm going to marry my wife, Colette, like, it was literally like I decided I'm going to marry her. The next day I proposed to her, and then, like, a couple weeks later we're married. It wasn't like, okay, oh, we're going to get married. Let's get engaged, and then in, like, 2 years from now I'll get married. Like, no, like, I decided I'm going to cut off other options and dive in head first. Let's go. Like, I made the decision, so let's go. And I think that's what a lot of people struggle with, is they make a decision, but they don't actually cut off the other options. They don't, they kind of decide, oh, I think I'm going to do this. And they start dabbling in and getting their feet wet and then their knees and their ankles. And there's 1,000 points where you're going to jump out and wimp out on your decision because you let yourself do it. You didn't cut off all the options. You didn't dive in head first. And so anyway, if you want to be successful in life, I believe it's, you know, obviously thinking things throughout in your mind. And then as soon as you decide and you cut off all their options and you dive in head first, and then you just start running. Anyway, so hope that helps somebody. Hopefully, if you're stuck with a decision, or you've made a decision, but you're not having success yet, and you're dabbling, and you're waiting in, that this will get you to stop. Realize that if you've actually decided, you've cut off all other options, and diving in head first is the best way to start moving forward. Thanks, guys. Hope you got something from this. I appreciate you all for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff, and be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you also can get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.